When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, of course, we are going to talk about it again. So sorry to Mima on the text line. But Taylor Swift released her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, at midnight, 11 Central. And she's a sicko because then at 2 a.m. she released more music. Yes, it is a double album. That was all the twos we kept seeing. The song we just played, The Alchemy, is very much about Mr. Travis Kelce. She talks about a whole bunch of people on the album, but the lyrics are, so when I touch down, all that matters, call the amateurs and cut them from the team, ditch the clowns, get the crown, baby, I'm the one to beat, because the sign on your heart said it's still reserved for me. Later, she says, where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me.
Yeah.
A bar. Yes. A bar.
I told you.
Yeah. She's the greatest rapper of all time. She also talks about Maddie Healy, like I mentioned earlier. She talks about Joe Alwyn. She talks about Kim Kardashian a little bit. So I think it's a no-skip double album. Jason, anything else you would like to add, my dear?
Yeah, too. And she did her big one. She has a gay anthem on there. I can do it with a broken heart. It's giving Robin dancing.
It Wait is. A minute.
Really?
Yes. Okay, now hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll
no,
be
not
in
Robin
Roscoe's
S or whatever.
Yeah.
Robin dancing on my own.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a song that you cry and dance to. You know, like in Roscoe's, right. You're sad but you're dancing.
Yeah.
Yes. But and that is the one about doing the Eras tour with a broken heart.
Okay.
Speaking of Travis Kelce, Jason, his brother, lost his Super Bowl ring. It is still missing after he put it in a damn pool of chili during that live podcast event with his brother.
Yeah.
He's always doing weird stuff like this, I swear. Remember, they were at the University of Cincinnati on April 11th, and they did the Lombaby Games, which is a New Heights-themed tournament, including a chili pool game where people had to find his real Super Bowl ring in a sock, because he mixed up a bunch of fake ones and then the one real one, which he got in 2018. And the game came about because he kept losing his ring, and then he lost his ring during the game. His team says they still can't find it. They don't know if it never made it in the sock. They sifted through the chili.
We got to get him a job. He got to get find something.
Yeah.
This is not the best use of his time.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
So some college kids out there with this Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, I mean, like, probably, because, yeah, I don't know where it went. And his team went through the whole chili, which, can you imagine? That was a fun day at work for them, but they did not find it, so he lost it. Big Sean has been announced as the official headliner for the Bud Light NFL Draft Concert Series when the draft comes to Detroit next week from April 25th to the 27th. Sean Don is set to perform ahead of round one of the NFL draft next Thursday, April 25th. He is going to take the draft theater stage around 6:15 p.m. Eastern time to warm up the audience. Jason, are you going to be on the red carpet covering that?
Yeah, or? I mean, I should be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, who are you thinking is the Bears will take as the number one draft pick?
Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian. Duh. There's no, you know, he's the Caitlin Clark of
Brian whatever. Is. Yeah. Yeah. And what position does Brian play?
Brian is the fast end.
He's the guy. Fast end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Brian the fast end's going number one.
He's the runner.
Yeah. I got it. Uh-huh. It's exciting.
Brian.
Who else are you excited to see get drafted in the NFL draft next week?
Ed. You know,
Ed,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about him in the streets, you know.
Wow.
You're on a first name basis with all these
people? Yeah,
Brian and Ed.
Brian and Ed. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They come to me, you know.
That's fantastic.
They were asking, what team do I go with? I was like, you know.
Well, they don't get to pick their team.
Oh, my God,
Brian and Ed. It's not up to Brian or Ed.
They were asking you, which team should I go with? Yeah.
And what team would you tell them? What team have you been telling them to go to?
Right. Bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's not how the draft works.
Okay, they don't get to pick where they go?
No.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't seem fair.
Right.
Well...
That's how it's
always
sorry
been.
To Brian and Ed. Sorry to those men. A couple things to watch really quick. Max
Brian and Ed.
Max announced a new documentary called Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance, slated to hit the streamer next Friday, April 26th. It's going to give a look at the impact of high-profile artists like Beyonce and Lil Nas X on the contemporary country music scene and how their contributions connect to the history of Black artists in Nashville. Call Me Country is going to have interviews from people like Brothers Osborne, and I don't even
Brian
know.
Brian and Ed, are they interviewing
right,
too?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, once they choose their team.
Yeah.
100%. And speaking of football, Netflix announced a new docuseries about the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. It's called America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, and it's going to premiere this summer. I know, obviously, they're pretty much the most iconic cheerleaders in the NFL. They made their debut in 1961, and they're hot as hell. So I'm sure a lot of people will be watching that. And on Netflix, too, I've been watching One Day. It's like a little rom-com. It's very sweet. Just my recommendation, but I love it. Jason, what's on our website?
Obviously, Taylor Swift, but also someone made a fake photo of Mark Zuckerberg with facial hair, and he could get it. It's fake. It's not real. Yeah, sorry. But he could get it.
Okay. Unlike the album cover with Taylor and me.
No, I mean, you could always get it, but... You know.
Well, no, I mean, you're saying that this picture of Zuckerberg with a beard is fake.
But the album cover with
Taylor.
That's totally real.
Is 100%
real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Authentic.
I didn't realize it was going to be, I didn't know she was going to release it like that. I thought that was a private moment, but, you know, that's fine. Whatever.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. guys, All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.